Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Story Button. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today is part of our special Advent activity episodes. This is activity number one, and is called Putting Others First. This comes from Mark chapter 10, verse 45, and Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. We will first hear what our Bible says, and then have a short, simple activity for your family to try. We are doing one activity a week for Advent, in addition to our weekend full stories. I intentionally made these activities very simple. You do not have to purchase anything, no prep needed, and the whole family can listen and enjoy. We turn to our Bibles now. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." God loves us so much, so we want to pass on that same love to others. But how do we show his love to others? One way is to serve others. We just heard our Bible teach us that even Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. Putting others first is a way to serve them. You don't have to have a lot of money, be a certain age, or live in a specific place to serve others. God puts people in our lives every single day, right in front of us, that we can help. So for your activity this week, I want you to serve by letting somebody else go first. You might let someone else go first in front of you in line at school. Maybe you let your little brother go first washing his hands. It could even be something like letting someone else pick out their food before you. Doing small things like this are actually really big. It shows people that you care for them and that you put their needs or their wants before your own. We also heard Jesus tell us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Wouldn't you want to be allowed to go first sometimes? For you to be treated kindly? If we would like that done for us, we need to make sure we do it for others. Jesus teaches us to love other people, and serving them is a way we can do that very thing today. So, go ahead and look for ways you can let someone else go first. In doing this, you are acting like Jesus in serving others. Well, that is it for our Advent activity today. Make sure to subscribe for the next 2 weeks' activities and make sure to tune in on the weekends for a normal, full-length episode. If you would like to enjoy these episodes ad-free and support this ministry in teaching children about Jesus, then please become a subscriber for $2.99 a month. You will be helping this ministry in reaching millions of children who want to learn about Jesus. Becoming a subscriber also means you will have no more ads. All episodes for subscribers will be ad-free, and you can still listen on your preferred platform. If your children have enjoyed Kids Bible Stories, I ask that you please, please consider subscribing. To subscribe and enjoy listening ad-free, simply copy and paste the subscriber link located in the episode notes or podcast description. Thank you again. I could not do this without you. Merry Christmas. And, as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.